All right, it is springtime. I know it. I can feel it out there. And if it's springtime, it means the return of a couple of our good friends, Tom Grunewald and Larry Rand. And it's time to talk a little bit about the spring registration for the spring courses at the Taconic Learning Center. Tom and Larry, welcome once again.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be with you, Marshall.
Indeed.
Deja vu. It's almost like I feel like we've done this before. Okay.
Yes. Right.
So now let's talk a little bit. When does the spring session start for the Taconic Learning Center?
April 16th.
First,
that's my class. April 16th, Monday.
The very first class actually is the week before. Bruce Montgomery, Jerry Jammin, Dick Paddock, and Lynn Welchel are giving a course collectively on inequality, and they are starting on April the 13th, and they go through to May the 11th, five sessions.
Now, for people that are listening and then have not been part of the Taconic Learning Center, which, first of all, say that people can join these courses, but also there's no cost. It's a donation if people want to make, right?
That is correct. We just ask for that donation, but it's not required.
And it's fully tax deductible.
And you have so many different courses. Now, where are these courses going to take place this spring?
Well, let me see now. There are two of them are at Noble Horizons, and three of them this spring are at GEAR.
All right. So what's great about this, and we've talked about it before, is how great this is for both the teachers and for the people that come. Because, A, there's no pressure. There's no testing. There's anything like you get to use your mind, keep using your mind. It keeps you more active. And I know you two, as instructors, you've got to not only teach the course and interact with people, but you have to put the course together. So once again, it's a win-win situation for everybody by keeping their minds active.
Tom, would you like to address that, and then I'll say something?
Sure. Well, the musical theater is something that I've done professionally for all of my professional life, and I love, number one, learning new stuff. I love revisiting old material that I know that I can share with the students in the class. I'm doing Jerome Kern this spring. Now, very few people have done two early Jerome Kern shows, but I have. I've done Oh Boy and Leave It to Jane, books by P.G. Woodhouse, lyrics by P.G. Woodhouse, and I did them at the Goodspeed Opera House, and they are wonderful shows that nobody knows. And so I'm going to share that with my class. But we will, of course, go on to life-changing production of Showboat, which Kern did with Oscar Hammerstein in the late 20s, and that truly changed the face of musical theater.
Yeah, that is a show like Oklahoma. Oklahoma was one of those shows that you hear now, and I don't think people appreciate how Showboat and Oklahoma basically changed musical theater for the better.
Well, and Oscar Hammerstein was on both of those shows.
I mean, it's amazing when you look back at the stories and how people didn't expect those shows to do well at all. That's the amazing thing I find, and how they're still with us today.
in a similar vein to what Tom said, I like to deal with things that I have a familiarity with, and also to learn things that I am new to. I've for a long, long time, I've taught constitutional law, and so the course that I teach in the fall is about the previous term of the Roberts Court. Now, that involves my dealing with a subject that I know something about, but also I have to read new cases every single year, and that certainly is stimulating for my mind. But I also like to deal with subjects where I really am not that familiar with them. This spring I'm giving a course on marginalized Americans, and it focuses on women. And going from the suffrage movement to the hashtag MeToo movement. So it's very exciting.
And what's great about what both you do, Tom, you bring more information that people don't understand to someone like Jerome Kerner and what he did, and for you, Larry, with the marginalized Americans and women, it is so contemporary and current right now. And I think that people really, in between the age of 50 and 80, are going to appreciate this a lot more because it was such a different society back 40 years ago in the late 60s and early 70s, and how society views what went on then now as being totally unacceptable.
I agree, and I think we are really in a revolutionary period, as evidenced by the women coming forth with the Me Too movement and with the children, as evidenced by the March on Washington last weekend.
I think that's what's so great about this course and the courses that you offer. Now, I mean, yes, they go from a poetry course that Maura Wolf is going to host, the history of Western sciences, which is going to be hosted by Harnish Lipsitz. Now, what's great about these courses is that it really does encompass history along with the current. Everything is done in the current sense, but it incorporates the past as well.
Yes, that's true. The history of Western sciences is a good example. Hamish Lutris is a very exciting teacher who just joined us last term, and we're extremely happy to have him back again.
Inequality, the same thing. That course, which is starting on April 13th. By the way, folks, we are talking with, once again, Tom Grunewald and Larry Randes. The spring session is coming for the Taconic Learning Center with classes at both GEAR and at Noble Horizons. Now, Tom, if people want more information on classes, what's the easiest way for them to get it?
Well, you can go online, and you will be able to find the course listings and the registration procedure. Couldn't be easier, taconiclearningcenter.org, right?
Taconic Learning
Center. Yes, indeed, but you can also go to tlcnwct.org. Either way, and you can find a lot of information about past term courses. You can find teacher bios and a little bit about the history of TLC. It's been around since, I think, 1989, and it is so stimulating. I can't overstate that.
And if you're listening to this and you don't have computer access, you can phone 860-364-9363.
And once you get there and you look like at the course list and everything, if you're the type that likes to print things out, and that's a printable list that you can do without any problem at all. And like Tom said, any questions, 860-364-9363. But you both have now a longer history, but with the Learning Center, the Taconic Learning Center. And just let people know that are listening maybe for the first time, this center is so successful that you have people coming back time and time and time again.
Yes, indeed. And I started teaching 12 years ago at TLC, and many of the people who were in my first course are still with me. It's a really exciting relationship intellectually, socially, and for those of you who may be new or haven't heard of TLC, I encourage you to make that phone call, and we'll put you on our mailing list, and we'll either send you information on your computer or send it out to your address.
And Tom, of course, your wealth of music and Broadway and plays plays into you. Now, how long have you been teaching there, Tom?
Seven or eight years. So I'd never heard of the Taconic Learning Center. I think I've told you this. Then my neighbor, Kathy Hecox, was telling me about it, and I said, I don't know what that is. And she said, well, you got to call Larry Rand, and I did.
And we met, and I knew that Tom was a great instructor from the minute that I met him, and he has been, and it's just his contributions have been terrific.
All right. So once again, if you want more information on the phone, it's 860-364-9863. I know the one website is taconiclearningcenter.org. And I think you said, Larry, T, what's the other web address?
Yes, just an abbreviation, yeah. TLCNWCT.org for Taconic Learning Center, Northwest Connecticut.
And remember, there are no costs. There are donations. You make a donation to become part of this organization to keep it going. Guys, thanks for joining us again, and welcome to spring.
Yes, thank you, Marshall.
It's been a pleasure, Marshall, as always.